Welcome to Sash Says, a podcast providing insightful conversations, connecting pageants, people, and purpose, where we believe in wearing your invisible crown, walking in grace, and leaving a little sparkle wherever you go. And now, here's your host, business owner, beauty queen, speaker, pageant coach, and all-around Southern Belle, Leah Hatter.
Hi, Queens. This is Leah Hatter here. And of course, thank you so much, Dan, for that wonderful introduction. Today, I am so excited to welcome one of my personal friends on here. Her name is Faith, and she has logged on from the great state of Illinois. Faith, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Leah. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm just taking all this crazy stuff one day at a time. What about y'all up there in Illinois?
Things have gotten a little crazy up here where I'm at. The numbers have risen crazy amounts in single days. We've had numbers in the quadruple digits. But, you know, we're staying safe. We're keeping our distance. Our school systems are doing good, pulling the kids, keeping those kiddos safe, and trying to make a new norm with this craziness going on right now.
Yeah. We have to just stay positive and just take it one day at a time. And I'm so glad that y'all are making the efforts to stay safe, but then, you know, to be able to continue, you know, just pushing forward each and every day and coming up with different ways in order to interact safely. Well, related to the great state of Illinois, Faith, I know that you have a title within the Miss National Heart of America system. So tell us what your title is. And then, Faith, how did you get involved in the pageant world?
I am the reigning petite Mrs. Illinois of the National Heart of America system. Our director, Maddie, is amazing.
Yes.
I got involved with pageants, oh goodness, probably about 20 years ago. I was just this nerdy girl, shy, trying to break out of my bubble. And, you know, my mom was like, do this pageant. Maybe it'll get you out of your bubble. And sure enough, I just got the pageant bug and I've been doing pageants ever since.
Oh, that's so awesome. And, it's so interesting to how your mom kind of pushed you to do that first pageant, but it's, you know, I love to hear how people are able to get that pageant bug somehow. It's like, you know, once I start winning or once I start competing, it's such a wonderful thing to do and get involved with. And speaking of getting involved with pageantry, Faith, what is your platform that you're promoting this year?
My platform is It Doesn't Cost a Dime to Be Kind. And basically what that means is be nice.
Yes.
It doesn't cost you any money to hold a door for someone, to say thank you, to, you know, offer to help your neighbor mow their grass. It doesn't cost you anything, you know, just to say like a kind word to someone. Yes. Or maybe read a book to like your little sister, or, you know, go to the nursing homes and spend time with the elderly. It doesn't have to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to be kind. Like, people want you. They don't want your money.
Sure. Yeah. And you never know what kind of kind gesture will make a big difference in someone's life, Faith. I mean, just smiling at somebody can make a huge impact. Buying their groceries for the week, or I've heard of people just complimenting someone on their outfit, and it can make someone's entire day. Have you ever had an experience like that where someone just did one kind gesture and it just really impacted you?
Yeah. Growing up, I was always kind of like the nerdy kid. And then when I got into high school, I remember my very first friend in high school, and because I had none. And she came up to me and her name was Ruby. And she was like, hey, I'm kind of weird. You want to be weird with me? And just her kind gesture of, sure, you know, noticing that I was kind of like the weird choir girl in the back. She was just like, hey, you know, that girl seems cool. It made me feel better about myself. And, you know, I got a lifelong friend out of it. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You can be able to connect with so many people by doing just one small kind thing each and every day. And speaking of doing kind things, Faith, how have you been able to promote this platform as the Mrs. Petite Illinois this year?
Well, 2020 and this pandemic has proved to really test my boundaries and really push me to become very creative. I have done things like I had a family member that lost a relative, and I sent her a care package. It's called Send a Friend. It's a really neat company that'll send like a little stuffed animal and like a card, because you know we can't be there. I've collected food with my kids for the school and the pantries. I've gone to the pantry itself and helped there. I've collected toys with my dance studio. Recently, we've done just a lot of, how do I put this? Just work, like ways to push upon the kids to be kind. A lot of warm fuzzies, like, oh, take your friend this pretty picture you took her because it will make her feel better. And it just, I try to encourage everybody that, you know, just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean that everybody else has to have a bad day. Yeah. And that one kind gesture that you do could easily turn it around. And with appearances and stuff, a lot of them are online. A lot of them are virtual, which until this year, I'd never been to a virtual like gala, but I went to one. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I never thought to dress up in a pretty dress and then sit in front of my computer. Like,
no. Okay. Yeah, I can relate to that as well. I never thought that I'd put on, like you said, just a really nice outfit and sit in front of the computer and attend an event strictly online due to this worldwide pandemic. Never thought it would happen in my lifetime.
We'll be right back with Sash Says right after these messages. Rain on.
Hello, sammen. Det Helene Abelsnes. Jeg håper alle har en fin dag der ute. And I'm Miss Universe Norway, and you're listening to Sash Say Podcast.
Welcome back to Sash Says with your host, Leah Hatter. It's pronounced Leah, not Leah. She's not a princess. She's a queen, baby.
But oh my goodness, it's been interesting. And I love the fact that you're incorporating your platform within your dance studio with your students, because I think it's so important to teach our kids kindness. Because what they learn as children, they will eventually, or, you know, for most of the time, whatever they learn as children, they're going to do as adults later, or they're going to instill that in their values whenever they're grown. And so that's so awesome that you're teaching them to leave a legacy, to always treat people kindly, treat people with respect, and then to do nice things for other people.
Yeah, most definitely. I've always impressed upon my children, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated. I know the old Willy Wonka movie would always say, who do you blame when your kid is a brat? The mothers and the fathers. Sometimes, you know, being a parent is hard, but you know, sometimes you have to be like, hey, being a parent nowadays, you have to really, really push upon, you know, being kind, making that little extra effort just so people know that you're there and that you care. And even now, my 10-year-old, he's starting to really like come into his personality and who he's going to be in his life. And he's just, mom, when I'm kind to people, holy moly, they treat me so much better. And it's like, that's what I have been trying to tell you for a while now.
Coming to light. Yes. Yeah. What you sow, you will also reap as well. I've heard that, and other people say, you know, what goes around comes around, but y'all, it's true. Like, how you treat people will eventually determine how you're going to be treated later on. So yeah, I can definitely relate to that as well. I'm glad that it's finally clicking for him. Well, related to your family's involvement with the pageant world as well, I know that they're super supportive of what you're doing. Would you mind just sharing kind of like, what does your husband think? And are your kids like, are they always on board with helping you with appearances and things like that?
My husband is kind of like the backpack. Like, he'll hold my purse and be in the background, and he'll hold my lipstick, and he'll be like, oh girl, let me fix that hair before you go to that photo shoot. So my husband is very supportive, but he's very in the background. My yes. children, on the other hand, they are in the front line. They are hooping, they are hollering. They are like, "Mom, let's go do this. The church needs volunteers." And it's like, okay, let you know, I can't deny a five-year-old from wanting to go volunteer. Like, oh, okay. But for the most part, they're very supportive. They're very understanding. I know my youngest, she's even in the pageants with me. And yes. some days she's like, "Mom, being a queen is hard." And I'm like, oh, I get it. Like,
oh,
it's so pretty sometimes.
Oh, and y'all, she is adorable. And Faith, is she Tiny Miss Illinois? What's her title? It's like,
I think it's Tiny Miss. I'm not sure if she, because with the year and the extra time we're getting with our titles, which I'm so grateful for, I think we're still in Tiny Miss. We might have moved up to Little Miss, but she still enjoys it and she still wears her crown everywhere. So
yes, y'all, I just adore her. You can follow Faith on social media and you can see all the things that she's doing related to her pageant title as well. And I love the little photo shoots that she does, Faith.
It's a weekly thing. She's like, "Mom, I got a new outfit. We got to try it on with my crown." And I'm like, at this point, it's like, okay. If you want to wear your crown to Walmart to go pick up some toilet paper, let's go, baby girl. You be a Tiny Miss Illinois and you rock it. Like,
girl, yeah, because you never know. Eventually she could be like a future Miss Illinois America or like a Miss Illinois USA. I mean, you never know what's in store. So, but I'm so glad that she feels so confident. And I know that your son does too as well, especially related to teaching them about the platform of kindness. Awesome. Well, Faith, how can we get in touch with you if we would like to request you for an appearance or if we want to help you out with your platform?
I can be reached on Facebook. I'm double checking what my
your handle.
Yeah. My handle would be. I think it's oh goodness. I know on Instagram, my Instagram name is CrownMeMaybe14, all one word. And then I believe our pageant one is Petite Mrs. and Tiny Mrs. Illinois, I believe. Being an older person, this technology thing is a little hard. My Facebook is facebook.com/faith.chinnabricker, and that chinnabricker is very long. So if I need to, I can give Leah the link.
Yes, yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes, y'all, as well as her social media handles. That way you can reach out to her and let her know that you're so proud of what she's doing with their platform. And then you can also volunteer to help her out and to also request her for some virtual speaking appearances, because I know that she has been an excellent representative of the great state of Illinois. And she is so excited to connect not only with the great folks of Illinois, but with people all around the country. Faith, I would like to conclude by asking you one last question. Do you have some type of motivational quote or maybe a Bible verse that you tell yourself each day in order to stay encouraged and just ready to attack the day?
Most definitely. I consider myself an old soul. So I like a quote that Mary Poppins said, and it's, "In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun." And how I apply that to my life is that I always try to find the fun in whatever situation I'm in. Some of you may not know, but I lost my mom back in January. And even in that time of sadness, I was still trying everything to find the fun aspect of things and keeping everything so positive. So just, if you can find the element of fun in what you're doing, then you'll never work a day in your life, to be honest.
Yes. Awesome. Well, Faith, thank you so much for stopping by today to chat with me on Sash Says podcast. I've really enjoyed the conversation.
Oh, me too, Leah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Sash Says. Tune in for more engaging conversations soon. Until then, rain on.